Okay, can we move on? Page 4.
I'm just asking out of my own interest check because I wasn't interested. Considering the third party class where they say they had lessons with them from the Greece debacle, may I just ask what is the key issue about Austria for us to see as an example then, if there were problems for us to can take out some issues perhaps to use or recommend in our own system of government.
Oh, okay. So the lesson is drawn from Armitage with the Austrians.
Yes, with the Austrians. I'm also speaking before time, but
yeah, that's just for the recommendation
at the end.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
go with it.
Okay. 5.
On that thing allowed on page 5, the second paragraph, says the United Nations Convention against the Captain Red was part of the topic. Soon the Captain A.
Yeah?
Page 5, second paragraph.
The United Nations Convention against
Convention. Well, why should they be the small red was part of the Captain A?
Oh, I see. All right. Order. Okay. 6. One for each. 8, 7. Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 15. page 14. On the last page is recommendation. There's just one recommendation. Yeah.
The challenge, I think, the challenge that we
might encounter making recommendation in certain aspects of the study tool is that the Austrian system is far different from that of South Africa. For instance, the Auditor General of the Austrian government is allowed to address Parliament. Nowadays, yes, the Auditor General of South Africa will address Parliament through the committees of Parliament. You know, either through SQUAC or SCOBA. Or any other committee that would call the Auditor General, but the Auditor General doesn't go into the House and address the House. Because the issue is, if you go along those lines, and the Auditor General is part of the Chapter 9 institutions, then you open it up to all Chapter 9 institutions coming to address Parliament directly. And in our system, that's not catered for. It becomes an anomaly. It's only heads of state who address. As far as I know, it's heads of states who are only allowed to address Parliament. The other Chapter 9 institutions can address Parliament through the committees of Parliament. So I think that's the major challenge when it comes to that system. So there's a vast difference between our system and the Austrian system. Master?
I take it that our system, we are a young democracy, and we travel so that we can actually learn, copy and adapt to our own situation. When I think we need to discuss that aspect, because when we deal with Chapter 9 institutions, they are usually a portfolio committee specific, like when you deal with a gender, but the Auditor General is the Auditor General of the committee. So I think we should apply our minds. And I was actually impressed about the Auditor General actually addressing Parliament. We can apply our mind on that one, because my thinking is that it will give the impression that as this country, we are very serious about accountability, because we need to give that message to our community. We need to reassure investors that we are really serious with value for money issues, and we can make an exception. We are lawmakers. We can take that decision if we are able to convince the powers that be.
I think before I give it to Honorable Bigani, I think you're right. We need to have a discussion and debate around this issue, and also try to establish what would be the value of such an exercise. Because in modern sense, every person who is addressing Parliament, there are no questions. You address Parliament and you leave. The issue with the committee, you address the committee, they engage you. So there's value in that exercise, because they will be engaging. The only exception that I can recall where it was in relation to the joint captain on the investigation of the arms deal. The then speaker, I can't recall whether it was Renji Nwala at that stage, asked the Auditor General, I think the public protector, the head of NPA to address, but it was an informal arrangement when they addressed Parliament on the and tabled that report. But I can't remember to call the executive. But I agree with you on those choices. Let's look at it and not import wholesale once in our system and try to understand what value did bring, how would it depend on democracy and encourage transparency. On that one, again.
I think you've covered it. I didn't have to repeat myself.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But just as it should be added then as an extra point of recommendation,
yeah.
Because it's an issue on its own.
I think we just have to find the formulation of it because what we're saying is that we, even as a committee, we need to have a debate first among ourselves, have a discussion among ourselves. So I think, let's just find a way of how, if we include it, how do we do it? Because this is a report that will be tabled in the House. It's not just our report, so that's where the complication arises. How do we begin?
Remember, Chair, you're making awareness. It's something that you've noted out of the study talk.
Yes.
You're not saying it's going to happen, but you're saying it will be looked into.
Yeah.
And once you put it forth in the House, then it elicits the other commission to possibly also look into it.
Yes.
As an area of interest both to the portfolio committee and for the other relevant platforms.
Yeah.
But if it's left out, then it will be a giant issue.
Yeah.
That will never even be considered.
Exactly. The other issue that we still also need to tease out in the report, I can't recall, and honorable members who are part of this trip might assist in this area, is the appointment process of the Auditor General of Austria. It looked like a political process.
Yeah.
Ours was, I think, looking even better. I can't recall. It looked like it was a political process in the House that had its own complications. But I'm not sure it's covered in the report. Might have to go back to it. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Before you go further, I don't know from what have been the previous deliberations on how the Auditor General of Austria have a relation with the Parliament, for example, the argument was quoting. It's been voted yes to court, but another thing, I don't know whether we cannot call it, because one other thing I found the paper was the structure of the Auditor General. Because they have the Auditor General, Austrian Auditor Court, they call it as they audit.
Yes.
They also have the regional audit, Auditor General, which now the functions are similar in a way with the Auditor General, but they also say that it depends on the constitution of those regions. Like, however, I think it's provided that the provinces, for example, might have their constitution. So it depends, also the task, also depends on the regional, or the region, on the regional constitution, if you want to add other tasks on the regional audit. I'm not sure whether that we can also, coin with the, how the Auditor General should relate to the Parliament and also the structure. I'm not sure whether the issue of the structure can also be a point of discussion. Because, like, for example, you can leave the status quo remain to in our situation where we've got the Auditor General, the Supreme Court institution, and have the branches in the provinces. And then we can leave it there. Or rather, we can consider that kind of regional provincial, because they also have the federal audit committee, that is the provincial audit committee. I'm not sure whether we can, what need to be.
No, the complication is that, and that's why I'm saying some of the things you have to approach cautiously. Because the Australian constitution is different from ours.
Mm-hmm.
It has federal elements. Ours is not. So ours have, it's a United States with provinces. But theirs is almost like a strong federal system. So in our case, the Auditor General audits everything in South Africa. They've got offices in provinces. So I'm just saying, so they audit from the municipality. In the Austrian system, I can't call the correct ways or positions. You find one at the national fund audits the provinces.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have the power to go into the provinces because of the federal nature of their system. So ours audits everything, which is, for me, the strength in the system. Honorable Ghanaian, Honorable Storm.
Chairman, the same thing to say that before the recommendation, can you rather not put down observations, especially comparative, somebody to give you a comparative insight into what you've seen versus what we have here at home. So that out of what you've seen, we can then bring out what we choose of that you can add to the recommendation.
Yeah.
before the recommendations. They particularly have that part of the key observations that you've made, because once you've made certain observations, obviously I'm comparing them to what has been done in our country. But then you also then bring out perhaps important points, such as the one mentioned by Honorable Story, to say countries then out of it. Because my worry is the point that I made earlier, that if there was such a big failure in terms of the Greece issue, and yet you are going to Austria to go and pick up something that you are hoping that it will be of service to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
We can only do that by having an observation clearly stipulated and separately within the document. We can then give recommendations to suggest for debate in Parliament even.
Thank you, Chair. On this issue, I remember when we were having discussions with our Austrian counterparts, actually they were admiring our way of doing things.
Now, hence my earlier point that you don't want to import everything wholesale.
Yeah.
You find that it does not fit into your whole constitutional dispensation. You know, that's the other thing. And also, even on the recommendation, I have no problems with this one recommendation, but we need a discussion in the committee. You see, there's this institution that they've built where you can even earn degrees and whatever. My only way is the African government considers affiliation the Austrian-based International Anti-Corruption Academy. My problem with the academy is one. It takes a limited number of people. For instance, if I'm allowed to get affiliated, it takes a limited number of people. Yes, it's good to put it here, but is it not time to say you want the South African, whether it's further education system or whatever, to start to develop courses that are relevant, for detecting issues of corruption. Then you're broadening it to all law enforcement officers. I don't know what to get my point. Because when we're there, the impression that came across was that they would want government to sponsor 60 people or so. And you don't want to, in the South African context, you rather have a situation where your FETs or your colleges, I don't know all of them, your technicons, to have courses now tailor-made for law enforcement officers. Because the forms of corruption that are developing are getting more complex and specialized. So that you have the capacity building component residing in South Africa where you can open it up to a lot of law enforcement agencies. But that's something we might have to debate and think about as part of our program. Honorable Stone.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I think I agree with what you are saying, but I would like us to encourage South Africa to affiliate,
yes.
So that we are not, because that thing is an international, it's for the whole world.
Yes.
We should not be left out
mm-hmm.
of things in this global situation.
No, you're quite right.
No.
The affiliation, I think, is important, but let's draw lessons
mm-hmm.
and say, how do we ensure that in the South African context, we can empower our law enforcement officers and prosecutors and whoever, so that they can come up to speed with new kinds that are emerging.
Chairperson, we have, as you say, we just see the report is still going through some changes.
Yeah.
There are some other recommendations which are going to come to you. But also, what the content advisor assisted us is that one recommendation that we have there, it says something, but it needs a little bit more meat on it. It doesn't say as to why and so on. So he has added a few things that will help beefing up that one recommendation.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that there will be a few more recommendations that members can have a look at for the next report.
No, I think you're right. But because we need to justify why we went to Austria. You can't then say we went to Austria only to come to one recommendation that we must affiliate to an international agency. I think there's more that we can say, well, draw some lessons, like the example I gave you, to say we encourage that the law enforcement officers in South Africa after admitting to this thing, that we must start to design courses that are relevant for law enforcement officers. Because I'm sure if you, sorry, without following the matter, I'm sure if you had to go and say in Cape Town, you know, right, or any province, there's a serious violation of the Municipal Finance Act, and you are asking a law enforcement officer to go and look into this, surely they're not going to be assisted. No, or if there are any crimes that have been stipulated in the act to say this becomes a criminal offense, I'm sure your ordinary police officer wouldn't be able to tackle that.
Yeah.
You'd need somebody at the NPA level who have to go and consult, you know, and whatever. So I think somewhere we need to deal with the issue. Honorable Sitore?
Chairperson, I think you... I like the way you have put the recommendation of the editors. And I'm suggesting that if you can just yourself write up something to give to our secretary here to actually put it, because you were there and I think you captured it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Can... Are there still any further comments for us? But if you have got any other recommendations of improvement that you do want to effect on the report, feel free to forward that to Johnny and the professor. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we can move on to the discussion on upcoming oversight visits. Johnny?
At the last meeting of the committee, it was discussed that we should look into a possible oversight visit to Eastern Cape and Northwest. Limpopo. Yes, yes. What we've come across, Chairperson, is that at end of March, the last week of March, is the only possible time that there could be an oversight visit, but also not to both provinces, it's only to the Eastern Cape. There's about 3 or 4 days that committee week that we are aiming at. Now, we are busy with the application as such. The only problem here now there is a letter that came from the House Chair yesterday, where the House Chair asked all committees not to go on oversight or anything during that period because they will be dealing with budget votes and so on. So it might interfere, as much as we are not doing budget votes, it might just interfere with that trip in itself. But I will discuss it with the chairperson and see how we can beef up our application. But in a nutshell, the aim is for the last week of March to the Eastern Cape. Provincial departments in the Eastern Cape. We've also been informed by the Auditor General that it coincides with the road show that he's having on in the Eastern Cape that same time. So it will really be good if we are able to go during that time. So we will put this also in our application to the House Chair and the Chief.
Another story.
I hear it's about 4 days. It's how many days is it? 4 or 5?
Four days.
Yeah, that week is short, unfortunately. The last day is 30. Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking, why don't we do 2 days in the Eastern Cape and 2 days in the pump? We don't have to spend the whole 4 days.
Sorry, maybe you should motivate why Limpo. Is it because of the section 100 or... Okay. I think the point, let's consider it. Because you want to... that's the reason why I'm asking you. You want to go to provinces where there are serious problems and learn some lessons from that. You know? I think that's important. No, I'm just saying, in terms of prioritizing, maybe Eastern Cape might not be priority. You'll find that Limpopo is a priority. That's the point I'm just want to go out. Honorable Senator.
Yeah, I just wonder if, you know, there's such a deluge of departments within the Pope already, you know, that they're trying to get things posted. I just wonder, and I know every other committee is going there to try and look, and I wonder if we shouldn't rather do this in tax, and then rather visit the Pope later in the year, once things are stabilized, so then we can get an understanding. Because I know what's going to happen. We're going to go there, and if we find stuff that, you know, that we're not happy about, we're going to tell you, but we... intervention, the mechanism we put in place, you know, let's draw that, you know, you have to come back in a year time before you can see any changes. So, you know, there will be that excuse. But I rather the problems like Eastern Cape where there's no current intervention and we can extend, the systems are up and running and stable, and we can then have a proper look. That's just my thought.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
That's fine. I think I'm just saying from Johnny, before I give it to Honorable Stoll, maybe investigate the issues of the budget, whether we can have a different to different provinces at different times. Honorable Stoll.
No, I was just thinking that at this committee, more than any other committee, where the fight is where we should be. Just like we are intelligence and there were crises all over. And we were not there. Other people went there and then we said we'll go when it's cold. It's no longer, it doesn't have any impact anymore. Because we should see what is happening in Limpopo so that we prevent it from ever happening in any other province.
All right, let's take all the views in consideration and process on further journey and see how we can accommodate them either financially and in terms of available land. Okay, honorable members, I think that's going to bring us close. The minutes are too short, and I mean, just 3 pages, but not much. If there are any other issues members would want to change, because we cannot have the minutes now, they're quite short, then in our next meeting, when we have a club, we can adopt everything. I think it will make it easier for our next meeting, because people will be aware of all the issues. And, but you know, the other thing, to try to minimize too much debating in the meeting. If there are any recommendations that you and the content advisor are going to bring, please circulate them in time so that people can make comments. But if they see it for the first time here, then we're going to lengthy debate around it. I'm just saying I'm appealing for that. I think that would help the next meeting even be much shorter. Okay.
Just the last one, but it did also reflect the announcement. I think members did receive letters that were sent by the speaker and the secretary on recommendations in our last report that we did, where the speaker and the acting house chair mentioned that they have written to the people that we've made recommendations to, and are expecting an outcome from that. We send those letters to everyone. The chairperson said, I'm just a learning member to that.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. Because I had a debate, you know, we had a lengthy, entire debate in one committee. I think I must mention it to Affinity. And I told them, you know, the speaker takes the recommendation very seriously. And once he receives the recommendation, the speaker writes to those relevant entities to require responses on the recommendations of Parliament. So people might think they don't carry that weight, but the speaker act on those recommendations. Okay, colleague, thank you so much. We'll be advised by Johnny on our next meeting, but I assume it's on the 1st of March, if everything goes according to plan. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
don't need to get fill the mission from doing to be there.
Maybe they want to check what's going on. we could get caught.
You go to church. Grinding Commons.
I don't know. I just want to.